Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
You think the best team is what?
I think the best team right now is LA Chargers.
Can we stop getting slapped down every time you call them San Diego? Like, I'm at NBC, and they got this cute little bucket.
I'm with Lou.
You're supposed to, like, put it in a bucket.
They took our idea.
You call them the San Diego Chargers, and everyone's like, you stupid idiot.
Hashtag idiot.
What are you, stupid?
You are dumb.
I mean, he's stupid. He's a baseball player.
Right? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not perfect. Thanks for your knowledge.
San Diego. The top five quarterbacks according to what? Number five. Give it to me. Tom Brady.
I'm not sure where we're going with this.
I don't want to hear Max talking about some Cliff.
You don't want to hear about Cliff.
Kingsbury here. It's time to rise up.
Yes. Yes. We got it, baby.
Right now.
They play Cotton.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Right, back here on OMF, if you missed Chuck and his phone call, we'll give you a little bit of it at the end of this hour before we say bye-bye.
Chuck.
Confidence level, that's what we've been talking about today. Surprisingly, we've got a lot of Patriots who are clinging onto the wall, who feel pretty good about their team. But does everybody out there, because I don't get that sense. I get the sense we're a little nervous. 5 out of 10?
Yeah, I'll go 5. Carlos said 6. I think that's maybe more accurate.
7.
I just don't feel good about
7.
It.
I'd go like 6.5, something like that. So I like them, but it's slightly better than 50-50.
27-24,
so you're
50-50. Charges.
Charges
27-24.
Yeah. So all this confidence is kind of funny because did you see what happened with Sean Payton? Did you see Sean Payton did?
He does a lot of these motivational things with his players.
See, I never heard about this. Yeah, all I heard, what I heard, and maybe you correct me if I'm wrong, maybe this is I'm late to the party on this one. So he grabs the Lombardi Trophy, and he gets $220,000 or $225,000 in cash.
Cash.
Straight cash.
So what do you do? Do you go to the bank and you have a couple of security guys with you and say, can I take $225,000 out of my account here?
You go to ownership.
And can we have it in 20s?
Dollar bill.
Yeah, you go to ownership. Yeah, you got to make it. It's not like fake money, too. It's real money.
It was real
cash,
money.
Right? Because you can tell if you get
close to
it.
I'll give it back to you later in the afternoon. Put it back in. What are you worried about?
Yeah, it's fine, right?
Cash.
But you got to find a bank that's going to have that much cash on hand. But whatever. So he does this. He goes to their
singles, too.
He goes to their meeting, right? And he comes in with armed guards, the Lombardi Trophy that they won the first time when he was there.
Well, the armed guards were not for show. The armed guards were to protect the 225.
Yeah, you can't trust any of those guys on the Saints team. And this is, I love this type of stuff. And he comes up and he says, you guys want this? Y'all want this right here? You want this trophy? You want this straight cash, homie? Well, win 3 effing games. You win 3 effing games. This is all the money you make for winning the Super Bowl. So, right, you get paid if you win the divisional round, the championship round, and the Super Bowl. $225,000.
Mm-hmm.
College funds, vacations, new homes, cars, jewelry, you name it. That's all you need.
I want my money.
I think that was great.
Yeah,
so,
awesome.
So do you think that players buy into this? Because I will give him credit, putting the 225. Apparently, Drew Brees has been around long enough, and he revealed that he did this once before. He just didn't put all the cash out there.
Well, so he did it the whole thing with the
trophy.
He did
like fake cash or something like that. Yeah, he didn't put all the cash.
Well,
or Bill did that
with the trophy. My first year here after they won the Super Bowl, we had to win the last game against the Dolphins. And something else had to happen, which didn't happen.
So in 2002 he did this?
Yes.
Why do I feel like he wasted that move on that team?
It's a good team. Just had a lot of problems. Our DNA wasn't right. That was the problem. It had bad DNA.
So emotionally it didn't work for you then?
No, but I would say yes, because, I mean, people have heard this story before, but the Super Bowl against the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
So he brought us in to the meeting room because the Philadelphia Eagles released their parade route. Like all their plans for the parade route. And man, we're all sitting there and thinking about it. And I was jacked. Everybody was jacked. Not having any idea that the Patriots were probably doing the same thing.
They did the
sure.
same thing.
Okay. But, you know, but just didn't get released. So actually, I think it was NFL Network or something like that. So I think Kraft Sports, actually, they record all this stuff. And they actually released it years ago. And when you hear it, now you sit there going, my God, seriously? You guys actually fell for this? But check it out.
Let me just read you a little something here. I thought this was kind of interesting. First, I thought it was, I couldn't believe it, but it's actually true. Talking about the Philadelphia parade after the game. All right, it's 11 o'clock in case anyone attend that. It's going to go from Broad Street up to Washington Avenue, past City Hall, then down to Benjamin Franklin Parkway, and we'll end up at the Art Museum. Planted it, right?
It's good presentation.
Planted area. Yeah,
but you're right.
It was perfect.
The Patriots
Nobody knew.
Had the
what was it like in there when he was... Were you just locked in on what he was saying? Were you looking around?
No, I was.
So when he was done, were you just looking at each other like, are you kidding me?
The audacity. They think they're already planning their victory tour. They're already trying. They've already spent that money that Sean Payton put out on that cart and rolled out through the locker room into the meeting room.
So after that sound, what I'm saying is like, what else came from Bill? Did he finish it? Or was that all he needed to say and just walked out?
I mean, no, that was it. Then we get into a team meeting. It was like every time you, every meeting opened up with whatever, news and notes, you know, what to look out for, film of what not to do. And to me, that one was stood out to me because, yeah, in case you guys want to know, it starts at 11.
In case you wanted to swing by. Stay check it out.
Washington Avenue, past City Hall, then down to Benjamin Franklin Parkway, and we'll end up at the Cart Museum. Point today, right?
So Sean Payton is really good at these, and apparently he does this all the time. And yet, I guess players buy into it consistently. So one time they were getting a lot of accolades, and everybody was raving about the Saints, and they were rated the number one team in everybody's power charts or whatever. And so they show up at practice, and he puts out these bowls of cheese with a sign.
Oh, my God.
Don't take the cheese. And there was bowls of cheese, like, everywhere.
Mouse traps.
No, that was another one.
Oh.
So then another time, they were playing a game in which everybody thought they were easily going to win. And he loaded the locker room with mouse traps. Trap game everywhere. And then there was another game in which apparently he did a crappy job of coaching. And he claims that he took the cheese. So he showed up what do you call it? One of those fat suits.
Like a sumo suit?
Big fat suit with a bowl of cheese, and he apologized to the entire team, apologizing, basically saying, I took the cheese. I made the mistake. But players claim
it works.
They claim it works.
It does.
I'm asking you.
No, it does.
You bought into that? When Bill did the whole Philadelphia parade, you bought into it.
In.
You didn't realize the Patriots had a parade at the route as well?
No. I never. Last time I won something when I was in college, and I was too young to understand it. But if you look at the video, I'm sitting there in the front row just like, oh, they didn't do that. Oh, no, they are going to get it.
He's right. If you watch the NFL Films version of it, they zoom in right on Fourier, and he's like, oh, yeah, I'm not going to let them do this to our team.
I'm going
to
get an onside kick. That's right. I'm going to end the game and catch an onside. Sidekick.
All right, so does Belichick do something this week? We already know Sean Payton's done something. Belichick do something. He might need it.
Well, you can pull all the negative ads.
No.
I mean, you know, I'm just saying all this negativity as far as guys predicting the Chargers to win, right? That's something, because usually he's on the other side of it. You know, he's maybe trying to downplay, don't get too hyped up over this. I mean, no, it's not a Super Bowl, but the division round, he's usually a 10-point favorite.
Yeah.
So he's playing the other angle. You know what I mean? As far as like, don't get too hyped up. Now, he can play the disrespect. They think you guys are done. They think this team's going to come in and beat you. And he can play all the sound bites and radio TV clips and everything else. Can he?
Yeah, but isn't that though, so Sean Payton, they're all kind of connected to Parcells, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, because Parcells was the whole, you know, leaving the tank, the empty gas can, right, and Lawrence Taylor's locker. That's the story
Payton,
you hear.
Payton did that
you
one, too.
Anything left?
Payton did that one, too.
Of course he did.
He left the empty gas tanks in there. That was another
I didn't hear about
the
mouse
very
traps.
Literal mouse traps, in sports. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's done a zillion of them over the years, apparently, according to the players. I mean, Drew Brees was talking about it.
Mark Ingram was obviously running back, right? So he actually, they were asking him about it. He's all in.
He brought the trophy out and the money and said, if you all won it, does that motivate you all? Yeah. Things like that?
Yeah, that's definitely motivating, you know, to bring the Lombardi trophy and pretty much the sum of the amounts you win if you win all these rounds going to the Super Bowl. Had seen it in cash and... it's pretty motivating to see the Lombardi Trophy with a bundle of cash like that, you know. So you know, that's definitely motivating. And, I told him all of my presentations look just like that. I wanted to come to my house, Lombardi, the glass box of cash, my ring, all that. I want that same presentation. I don't want no direct deposits from this, you know, playoffs. I want all my cash when we're done, you know. At the end, I want my cash coming to the crib looking just like they had it the other day. So.
Yeah, so you can just go ahead and spend it and just be done with it. No, but it does work.
Somebody said he didn't go to the bank, actually. Those were all the fines from Bounty Gate.
Boom, boom, excellent. No, it does work. It most
definitely
especially
works for the young kids. Like, $225, damn.
And that's more than
some
of those guys make.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, whole year. Yeah.
Breeze is like, no big deal. Yeah, I want the trophy. Yeah.
It's like a pay cut for him.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, really?
He's thinking taxes.
3 weeks, I'm only making $225 because you stop making your salary.
Yeah.
So all your
was getting, it 29 grand I saw if you lost last round, like 85, 145, like 225, something like that, right? Like that's how much money you make in each round. So that's nice, 225.
No, it's great. It's great, but even that bye week, it kind of sucks because you don't get paid at all for that. You're working for free that week. If you have a bye week, you don't get paid anything.
But you're not working for free. It's just how they schedule.
But you're basically not getting paid. You're not getting paid. They need to fix that.
You're looking at it the wrong way.
No, I'm looking at it the right way. I'm working, and I'm not getting paid.
Normal America
work
40 hours a week.
You're not working. You're practicing.
Exactly.
No, that's work.
Well, it's like
NFL.
It's like if you win your division in baseball, you get 3 or 4 days to practice before you get to play the winner of the wild card.
You actually get penalized.
Those
for
three
winning.
Or 4 days of practice of BP, you're technically not getting paid either.
That actually
but
works
you don't
out
hear baseball players bitch and whine about
please,
it like
here
you
we
people.
Go, here we go. I traveled to 10 different cities in 5 days. That's right. Don't ask me how
like,
we did
I'm
going to
feel
did.
Sympathetic for a team.
Oh,
how are they
going to
fly on a
here
Sunday? And then how are they possibly going to be able to like physically fly again on a Friday?
Courage.
My God.
Yeah, baseball players got to carry a helmet, a bat, and a ball.
How do you do it? 5 days. 5 days to sleep in your own bed, and then you got to get ready for another flight. Oh, my God. I feel so bad for you.
Courage.
Oh,
my takes courage.
Jesus. The flights are
takes
tough.
Takes moxie. Takes
okay.
moxie.
So,
takes
so take 5 days to get some rest.
Right, so take your baseball mentality
Jesus.
Out of it for a second. Because I hear what you're saying.
Yeah, where are the football players?
But think about this. They played Sunday, right? They played Sunday.
Yeah.
So then they're flying back out to L.A., and then most of them, a lot of the guys, still live in San Diego.
No, I'm saying
including the quarterback.
You woke up Monday kind of groggy, achy.
Yes. So Monday's
so
like a wasted day.
All right, so what do you think you did Tuesday night? Maybe go to bed early? Feel better Tuesday because of a good night's sleep in your own bed?
You're always catching up. You're always
right.
chasing your tail,
and then
though.
Wednesday, what do you do Wednesday night? You go to bed early? Feel pretty
short,
good slept in your
bed?
That's
a short week. How about prep? That's a short week.
What do you do Thursday night?
To prep against a good football team.
5 days later, you got to do another flight. We're talking about how difficult that is. 5 days later.
I don't
later,
think this is easy.
After practicing.
Yeah.
Not even playing a game. Practicing. Video work. Oh, please.
This is Thursday,
save it.
Your team dinner, your linebacker's dinner.
That's
your
right.
Linebacker.
That's right. Everybody's got to go out. You got to hang out.
The tight ends are exchanging all their brainy ideas that they're
right.
having.
That's right. What should we do? How do we convince the quarterback that we're always open to
having,
look our way?
Having to fly twice in a week, you know, I mean, that can be very difficult on you.
Just imagine how tough it is if they win. Oh, again.
Okay, so if you look at the comfort factor over the last 2 weeks.
Confidence and
New
now
England,
comfort.
Right,
okay,
New
comfort.
England,
now we're on comfort.
Right, we're trying comfort now.
Oh, New England's
I'm trying to get Lou to understand. It's a huge advantage for New England.
I told you.
And
the
including
one,
the physicality that they had to endure in Baltimore.
To me, the flight is nothing. Okay, I'm not buying into the flight.
It's a combination of all the stuff.
I'm not buying into the flight. I'll give you Baltimore. That's what I said earlier. Baltimore, playing that physical team, that's tougher to come back from, especially when your star running back's got two knee braces now. The cold weather is another one. It'll be a little interesting for some of those guys to play, and just like it will be for Sony Michel.
Let's
but
see if we can,
the Baltimore physicality will be a bigger role than the stupid flights
okay,
5 days apart from
I'll
one
give
another.
It to you.
Oh, my God.
Lou, I'll give it to you.
Let's
on that.
How are they going to do
on
it?
That, on that 16-game road trip in 16 days, it must have been worse when you got taken out at second base in game five. Okay?
He's speaking for the other players.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
He's not speaking for himself.
Bruins, Celtics, they're on a 10-day road trip. They have 3 games. Oh, my God, it's so tough. You only
I'll
have two
give
nights
give
in between
you,
each game.
I'll give
oh,
you
my
Bruins.
God. That must be so hard.
I'll give you
games.
Bruins.
Get to sleep in 2 nights.
I will give
Jesus.
You Bruins. I will give you. They have it. They have it the baseball way with the road trips and lack of sleep, but they also have it the football way. This the physicality, the just a short amount of time to recover. That to me is the hardest schedule in sports. Period.
Well, what about basketball on back-to-back nights?
Please, they're 70%, 50% half the time. They're jogging. Oh, 18 minutes of 50% effort. I mean, come on. What are we talking about here? How many? Do you think they sprint?
How
are they?
Yes, I do think they sprint.
I'm in agreement with him.
With basketball?
I would go.
I think it's a much more physical game than you guys.
No. I'm just saying hockey is just more cardio demanding. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, easily. Even though it's short bursts,
And I feel for them, and I understand
here.
That. I feel for them because it's a more physical game. I get that.
Schwartz
it's
the Celtics last night running
just
up and
when
down
it's,
the floor.
You know, when
moving.
You have a long road trip and you have like 2 days in between to get that sleep and rest, I think it's a
We're not saying it's
let
the
alone
toughest.
Five, six
but what
days.
What we damn sure are not saying is that baseball is the hardest. Can we all agree to that?
We all know mentally.
Oh, get into the mental aspect.
It
whenever
is.
You start, when you every,
wake
whenever
up
you
and
challenge,
do it again.
Whenever you challenge a baseball player,
wake up and do it
football,
again,
and you say, "Oh, it's not physical." Yeah, but you got to be mentally tough.
Yeah,
DNA's got to be strong.
You can shut the brain down for 6 days before you got to do it again.
I think it's an advantage. Listen, you never take a day off, and you're constantly in a flow, constantly in rhythm. I wish we could play every day.
To be mental for 6 days.
I wish we could always be in that.
Not even close.
All right, right back to the phone call, 617-779-7937. You feeling good about something?
The Drive Home is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Town Fair Tire sells every name brand at the guaranteed lowest price. And Town Fair offers more free services than any other tire dealer. For the best prices on tires, nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Now back to Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
I'm going to show you how to do this here. You want to go East Coast Sports Talk Radio for a second here? Watch this, Jeffrey. Patriots are done. They have nothing left in the tank. This is old news, man. Gronk can't get off and get away separation anymore. Brady can't even throw the ball out of bounds anymore. No way. They have very little running game. And by the way, Jets and Bills were their... Were the last two games of the year? Holy cow. Hey, they might as well play against BC, okay, in Boston College instead of the Jets.
Worst thing that could happen, worst thing that could happen this weekend for the national media is if Wiggy is right and that the New England Patriots look like the old New England Patriots and Tom Brady goes out there and throws like the old Tom Brady and suddenly they win by two touchdowns.
Pats won this game by at least two touchdowns.
Could you imagine what they're going to sit there and say? Because I think a lot of them are buying in. So that the L.A. Chargers might be the best team in the AFC right now.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's the case.
Yeah. If New England goes in and blows them out, wins it comfortably, and maybe it's because the Chargers are just worn out. Maybe the Patriots up-tempo this thing, and they wear them out because of all of the travel. I know it's not baseball travel, Lou, but it's travel that's back right. and forth. And they do. It's going to kill these national people because suddenly... You know, maybe Stephen A's got to go back to the A-list, and he's got to move Brady up to number two and number three on his list.
Well, I would agree. If that happens, they won't know what to do.
They will not.
If that happens with the whole two-touchdown thing, something crazy has happened. I'm talking injuries, fluke plays, interceptions, multiple interceptions, bad reads, fumbles.
Phillip Rivers screwing up. We've seen it before. Phillip Rivers forcing the ball somewhere as they put pressure on him. I could see the Patriots developing pressure on Phillip Rivers. He's a statue. He's a good thrower, but he gets back into the pocket, and that's it, Christian.
He got fussed out at halftime with the Pro Bowl.
He's not leaving that pocket.
No, he's not unloading it. And he isn't.
And at times, he unloads it, and he gets himself into trouble.
Things that made
could you see two sacks and two interceptions with Rivers?
Sure. You know what else I could see? A bunch of pass interference penalties by the Patriots defensive backs.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
because those receivers are so big and so physical. And,
yes.
And Phillip Rivers does an excellent job.
J.C. Jackson.
Just throw it up there. He does. He does a great job. It's not like doesn't have a lot of, I guess, speed to it, but it gets there. I mean, it's efficient.
He floats it.
He does. He does a lot. Now, this game is, I'm keeping this, I'm running the football as much as possible.
You ain't kidding.
Running it as much as possible. My three most important players are James White, Rex Burkhead.
James Devlin.
No, not James Devlin. And Sony Michel. Those are my three most important
people. See, there's one other guy I think you're forgetting, and that's Julian Edelman. And the reason I say that is you can't continue to run it. You can't be old school 1965 football. Eventually, they're going to make adjustments, and you're going to have to throw the ball. I don't think you can throw. I don't think you can have an extended passing game. First of all, I'm not sure you have the weapons to do it. Second of all, I don't think Brady's going to get the time back there, okay, with their edge rushers. So what do? It's Edelman. It's that quick little dink and dunk. Yeah. It's that quick little unloading. It's play action.
You laugh when I say Devlin, but... You know, you're going to start coming up with this small lineup. No, Christian, I said Devlin. Devlin and Michelle. Like, those two guys. Like, Michelle lined up behind them and Devlin. They can go, even if they go six DBs, if they try to go with the seven DBs, that's what I would envision they would have to do, is to have Devlin out there with Michelle and say, here we go. Let's go. You know, run that football. He's got to run for $130 in this game. Either a touchdown or two. Like, I think it's all about Sony Michel. We talk about the quarterbacks. We talk about the defense. But to me, it's Sony Michel and Melvin Gordon. The health of Melvin Gordon.
Yes,
because I don't know if he's broke. I mean, I think he's going to have two braces probably on both knees. But when you look at his last three or four games since he's come back, he hasn't been sharp. He hasn't been the same guy. But they've also been against Baltimore twice and in Denver.
Yeah.
So what is he? Is he healthy? Or are they going up against very good defenses that Denver on the road, we all agree, is a better defense than they are anywhere else. So we'll find out this week. But really, to me, it's going to come down to these running backs that outperform one another.
See, the only thing I would say about having those two running backs back there is that if I'm Gus Bradley, what am I dialing up? I know you're running the football. You're not throwing the football with those two guys. So suppose you put James White back there with the Sony Michel. Then I might look at it differently. Then I'm not sure what you're doing. What do I commit
to?
Well,
I will also say that they've had a sack in every single game except against the Denver Broncos. The last time they played against the Denver Broncos. It's what are they have? 39 sacks on the year. They don't blitz a lot. 80% of those 39 sacks came with four man rushes.
Right.
So I would also say the Patriots also do an excellent job for the longest period of time. So forget about your defensive back, right? Sometimes a receiver just has to, that's part of doing business, right? You just not get the ball because he's really good. But they usually do a good job of not necessarily isolating, but just removing that particular player's ability to cause havoc. Go look at the last game, Melvin Ingram. It wasn't a factor. It wasn't blowing up plays, wasn't, tackles behind the line of scrimmage, wasn't getting sacks, he was not a factor. Look at other guys like J.J. Watt. Go look at your best defender. I mean, granted, they have two of them, but I can say go back to years and years and years ago.
He's done nothing
back
against,
when the, back
he's done
when the
nothing.
Patriots used to play against the Colts, yeah. And you had Mathis and Freeney on one side.
They purposely take out J.J. Watt, and they've done an effective job. But you tell me, you're talking about the four-man pass rush, but it really comes from the outside with Ingram and Bosa on the other side. If you're the Patriots getting back to the running game, you run right up the middle. You run right up the gut because where is your strength in rush blocking? It's in your two guards in your center, right?
I would also say the edge is pretty secure because you go this double tight end YY look and you're doing combo blocks all the way down. The issue that the Ravens had a lot of the times when their guys were pulling or just zone blocking and they left these ginormous gaps. And the linebacker isn't supposed to shoot those gaps
right.
Because it always ends up being the wrong decision.
Yep.
Well, they shot the gaps because it was just so obvious and so easy. They went right through, tackle behind the line of scrimmage. And then the guard of the tackles is like, whoa, I didn't think he'd do that.
Too late.
But I also think the Chargers had an advantage because they went against the Ravens before. They went against them before, so they had that knowledge, and they were able to fix all those mistakes.
Well, they changed up. They were stunting them before and doing twist, and they sealed that all off. So they made adjustments. There's no question. But then they're not going to be able to defend New England the same way they defended the Baltimore Ravens.
Everything I'm hearing is that they 7 DBs against the Ravens.
Good luck.
But they use 6 defensive backs all the time.
Belichick's told us that on Monday.
So 6 defensive backs all the
time.
And
I think everybody else is verifying that when you go back and you look at them. And a lot of it has had to do with injuries at the linebacker corps. They've almost been forced to do this.
Because of the knee.
And they're no healthier in the linebacker corps this week, so I got to believe.
But I still think that, it can be called 7 DBs, but I almost feel like this is where the league is headed, too.
Yes, safeties are playing linebacker
Derwin now. James, the rookie, he's like 6'2", 215, 220.
And he plays up on the line.
So he's a safety, strong safety, but 6'2", 220.
Yeah,
outside linebacker. So it's like, we got 7 DBs, but if we really wanted to, we could call him a light linebacker. You know what I mean? So that's kind of like the thing to me. So you could say it's like 7 DBs, but I think these teams defensively with the offensive outburst, but obviously stopping the run is a concern. But if you get these big safeties, you can call them slash hybrid linebackers. Now all of a sudden, you can change the defense a little bit.
Watch, we're all going to be wrong. They're going to go 5 wide. They're just going to spread everything out.
I wouldn't be surprised.
The football and say, screw it.
I wouldn't be surprised at all.
Empty backfield.
If you missed it earlier in the program, Chuck was back at it again. Sells medical sales at night, but in the daytime, he is stalking all of these sports talk show coast across America. He attacked San Diego Sports Radio today.
Take OMF with you wherever you go. Download the radio.com app. Now back to Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on WEEI.
Hey, Chuck.
Mac from Boston.
Chris.
Chuck. Let's go to Chris in Massachusetts.
Hey, how you doing?
My wife is from Canton.
You wouldn't know a
good cup of clam chowder, I throw it in your face.
I'm a Pats fan living in New York.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm in Denver. I work in medical sales. I'm selling stuff out here. I'm running down to Boulder, Colorado. Love Boulder. The only Rodney we respect out here on the East Coast is Rodney Harrison.
And this is Christian Fourier.
No, it isn't Christian Fourier.
Come on, Christian. If it's you, you can do much better than that. Come on.
This is so bad.
I got a cold. I'm sick. I didn't get much sleep last night.
Hey, thanks for the call, Chris. Really enjoyed it. Bill is up next in Nashville. Bill, go right ahead.
That may be one of the great calls we've ever had.
All right, later.
Shout ahead.
Chuck, good morning to you. Thanks for coming aboard the fan.
What a pathetic excuse for a franchise. What a pathetic excuse for a franchise. The Chargers. Really? That was a nice attempt at trying to disrespect the New England Patriots. You did a good job, but not good enough.
I like this. Tone down the voice enough this time. Good.
Okay, so this is not the same Patriots team, though, man. Am I right? No.
See, that's why, you know, that's why you guys out there, out in the sun, you get blinded by the heat, and you don't see straight. That's what happens, right? So I'm like Neo.
Isn't it blinded by the sun?
We can see straight. We know that this team, despite all their challenges, they're still better than the Chargers. I mean, come on, we're talking about the Chargers. I used to take trips to San Diego with the Pats, as a fan, just so I could go to see the Chargers, and just because it was sunny. Not because we liked the Chargers or they were any threat. The Chargers have never been any good. They're never going to be good.
Oh, you're
this
so
is all one big giant
he has not figured out
theory
who you
that,
are.
That they're good. I don't see it. We don't believe it. You're not going to win. You're going to take this long trip all the way to the East Coast, lose all over again, and then go all the way back to a city that hates you. L.A. doesn't want you. They don't like you. They'd rather watch the Clippers or the soccer team you got out there. What is the soccer team?
The Galaxy, yes.
The Galaxy. Oh, and they play in Carson. That's what they play high school football games.
You're agreeing with
Come
you.
On. Nobody cares.
Chuck, you have to listen to 8:50 Pacific time, because you've now just become, I'm just going to nominate you right now for Clip of the Day.
Yeah!
And you have to promise me, when the Chargers go up there and beat the pants off the Patriots, that you'll call back and apologize to me. And if they win, you may still have another opportunity, but your dynasty's done, dude. It's over.
Hey,
finished.
Hey, Tasha Henry even playing this time? You guys got a Henry and a Gates. All we need is a Gronk. You're worse than the Clippers. The Clippers get more respect than the Chargers. Are you kidding me?
Chuck, hang on. Chuck, hang on, Chuck. Tell him. I got to get Derek Williams.
Eric Williams. That,
that's the problem.
Right. So this is unbelievable.
The Chargers. The Chargers are going to Beantown. No shot.
So they had to get Eric Williams on from ESPN.
That's a good guy.
They put you basically on hold and said, can you call back?
Yeah.
And guess what our guy did?
He called back.
I wasn't going to, but they begged and pleaded, and I did it.
Chuck, good morning to you, man. You got something else to say about Patriots and Chargers?
No, just like the Patriots, I'm never done.
Okay.
It's never over. It's never over.
Okay.
It's never.
Your quarterback now. Hang on. Listen, No. I'm going by what we're seeing this year, not by his history. His history's legendary. You're only as good as the last couple games you played, and if you're telling me Jets and Bills is
Buffalo
your barometer,
oh, beat the Buffalo Bills, we beat the Jets.
Oh my God, right. Almighty! Beating BC and BU.
I got one name for you. You ready for this?
Tell me.
This will make you feel great. Ready for this one?
Yes.
Ready? Marlon McCray. How about that guy? How about that dude? Do you know who that guy is?
You know who Nick Foles is? Nick Foles and Eli.
He didn't know.
Beating the great one.
Oh, from
cow,
there,
that's iconic.
You know who House Ballard is?
Hey, let me give you another one, Junior. How about this one here? Hey, oh, so wait a minute. Chuck, go back to your chowder, man. How you doing?
Chowder. Oh, my God.
Chowder. They always still chowder at us.
Yeah.
Chowder.
The stereotypes Beantown are alive
We're
and kicking.
We're not Beantown. Nobody calls us.
No, it's,
here,
it's so funny.
If you live here, you don't say Beantown.
We dealt with it with when the Sox played the Dodgers. Yeah. I called up Fred Rogan and what's-his-face, Rodney Pete.
Hey,
called him up.
They
believe the stereotype.
They do.
They're so far removed from reality out there in Tinseltown, in La La Land. They have no clue that nobody really speaks like that.
Well, if you had Wiggy calling, he probably would.
Yeah. Well, that was my inspiration, so I mean, I can understand.
Wiggy's your inspiration.
Yes, Wiggy is my inspiration.
But that was well done, because you got rid of the squeaky, jerky voice.
I know, I really wish I would have taken your advice earlier on in my pranking career, because I would have like Paul Feinbaum.
Yeah,
he would have fooled
threw me off right
he
away.
He would have fooled
right. Threw me off. Like, you can't even tell that that's me when I'm talking.
Paul Feinbaum let some old lady from Alabama. Yeah, she's like 85, and she gets three minutes, and you get thrown off in 30 seconds.
Well, I was a little cocky. I was a little over-aggressive.
Oh, wait a minute. She died?
Hey, how you doing?
The old lady from Alabama
died? Yeah, that lady you used to call Feinbaum. He did, like, a rest in peace segment for her.
There you go. Oh, there's room for you on the show.
No, I thought so.
Feinbaum show.
You know, Feinbaum actually talked. Maybe when he does the draft, I'll call him again as, like, a draft guru from Rivals.net.
The best part about that Feinbaum call is the guy that they took immediately after he hung up on you.
Well, I wasn't going to ask because that's what everybody asks, and I already know. So, but I'm glad you're doing well.
Thank you.
I really enjoy your show.
I really.
Yeah, but see, that guy just sounds like a normal dude with an accent.
Hold my big moment. Like, I'm the Chargers, and here you go. Big challenge, big opportunity, and I blew it. Mm-hmm. I blew it. I laid an egg. I threw a couple picks. I fumbled the ball. I traveled back and forth. That was too much for me. It was cold. I lost it.
I'll give you credit because, you know, the prank stuff, to me, some of them have been pretty weak. That
one
was good.
All we need is a Gronk.
This was good today.
I liked it.
Good in San Diego.
So where do you want to tomorrow? House Ballard?
Where are you tomorrow? I got to House Ballard.
Huh? Santa Barbara.
I got
Santa else? Barbara tomorrow.
No, I got one other show that
you know
we...
Who House Ballard is?
I got one other show that we're trying. And the show that I'm calling tomorrow, like, they have been mocking New Englanders for the past 3 days. Like, mean. Like, it's. And I'm doing this for the people of this fight.
Well, I'm sure people around here appreciate
it. I'm a man of the people. It's time for some payback. All
right. So, payback tomorrow.
Yes.
Coming tomorrow in LA. Excellent. This segment has been sponsored by Cars for Kids, your trusted charity for car donations. They also accept donations, boats, RVs,
donations,
motorcycles, real estate. Call today, 877 Cars for Kids. I saw Dickerson in the hallway. Uh-oh. Is he alone?
Yep, Dickerson and Tommy Curran will be joining
Tommy
him at some
Curran
point.
Tommy Curran will join him.
Go, good.
It's on like at 6:30. All right, boys, it'll be Friday, last day before the big game tomorrow. 2:00. Be here. We're out of here.
It's over. We suck.